We're in the Rock Hall. And one of the guys that I see here, I just had to grab and chat with a little bit. A guy by the name of Joe Milliken wrote a book called Let's Go, Benjamin Orr and the Cars. And congratulations on putting together a great book, Joe. Welcome.
Thanks. It's great to be here. I really appreciate it.
Now, you grew up in Boston. You now live in Vermont. Yet, the story of this Rock Hall for me is that two Cleveland guys, Ben Orr and Rick Ocasek, who moved from Baltimore, went to Maple Heights High School and graduated. The band could have been called Cleveland just as easy. But no, they are getting their time in the limelight. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tomorrow night. What drew you to Ben Orr? Where was your interest other than the Boston?
Well, I'm a music journalist, and I was in the process of, most of my writing was magazines and newspapers, but I started thinking about contemplating writing a book. And because I'm a music journalist, it was going to be something music. And I had a couple ideas, but wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do yet. And believe it or not, I was approached by a fan of Ben and the Cars. She saw my profile on social media, saw that I was a music journalist, saw that I listed the Cars as a big influence, saw that I'm from Boston, and she thought I was a candidate. So she contacted me and said, I'm not a writer. I think you should do this. So, to be honest, although I'm a huge Cars fan since I was 13 years old, they probably wouldn't have been my first choice to write a book about them. But she put that thought in my head, and when I investigated Ben a little bit on an individual basis, I didn't know anything about this Cleveland stuff. I didn't know he was from Cleveland. I didn't know that he was a childhood star. I didn't know about Upbeat or the Grasshoppers or any of that. And that's what hooked me. I'm like, okay, so everybody knows him as a famous member of the Cars, but nobody knows, well, most people don't know about this whole Cleveland connection. So I investigated a little more. It took me about a month to realize that, yep, this is it. And that's why I chose it.
So when they put together the band, and really it started coming together as they met here in Northeast Ohio, and were in Columbus for a little while, and they say Bowling Green, and but you know it really kind of matured in Boston. What do you feel that Ben brought to the band that made his contribution special and the Car special?
Well, I know this sounds cliche, but Ben was the rock star of the band. The other guys in the band, although all great musicians, of course, they weren't, they concentrated a lot on the music on stage, and they weren't necessarily flamboyant or didn't move around a lot on stage. But Ben was the true rock star, and he had been, you know, he wanted to be a rock star, you know, his whole life. He worked towards that. And, so co-founder of the band, co-lead singer of the band, bass player, the rock star, the heartthrob, all those things combined.
Brought it all. How about that? I was talking with Joe Milliken. He wrote Let's Go, Ben Orr in the Cars, the history of Benjamin Orr Joukowsky, Benny 13 letters, as he was called here.
11 letters.
I was never good at math.
Sorry, just wanted to confirm.
But on a day like today and tomorrow especially, when all his art will be, you know, appreciated and enshrined forever. If he was here, what do you think, how would he take this all in? I think this would be the party that he always wanted.
Oh, it's hard to even imagine how this would all make him feel. I gotta tell you, I never met Ben, I couldn't interview him for this book, so I had to interview everybody else. Everybody else had to be his voice for him. I interviewed over 100 people for this book who knew him. And the common thread that I found was that he was very humble, he was very loyal, never forgot his friends, and never forgot where he came from. When the Cars were in the height of their career, whenever they came into Cleveland, he would always call up his buddies, you know, that he grew up with. He'd get them tickets, backstage passes, limo rides to and from their house, t-shirts, the whole nine yards. And he did it every single time. It wasn't just a one-time thing. He did it every single time. So he was just a very humble man. And it also seems to me that he kind of flipped a switch when he got on stage. He, like, turned into the rock star because off stage, he wasn't like that. He was a very humble, quiet, private man. So there were kind of two sides to him, you know? It was pretty interesting to learn about him.
Cars are an interesting band that, you know, unless you actually read on who is the lead singer of what, the lead singer of the Cars was a sound and not necessarily a person. I mean, in many ways, they were interchangeable. And when Todd Rundgren did the new Cars, he sounded just like Rick and Ben.
You're right. Yeah. As a matter of fact, as you can imagine, a lot of people have asked me questions about Ben and the Cars once they knew that I was writing this book. And a lot of Cars fans, I mean serious Cars fans, didn't even know that there were two vocalists.
Yeah.
They just assumed it was Rick. The funny thing is, and this is, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but this is from Rick himself. And I've read it a few times in different interviews, that he saved the more quirky kind of songs by the Cars. Mm-hmm. He would sing, but he always said if we needed a serious vocal, a really serious, good vocal, those are the ones I'd have Ben sing. So Rick would even say it himself that, you know, I have my own style, but when I know something needs to be done right, Ben does it, a la Drive.
Somewhere up, way up above this glass tent that we're looking at here, Ben's going to be looking down tomorrow with pride, you think?
Oh, so much pride. It's hard to even fathom what he might have thought about this. I was at the airport last night, and I'm walking along, and all of a sudden I see this huge blow-up photo, stand-up photo of him, you know, in the airport. And, you know, you drive downtown and you see, you know, advertisements for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I just know that he would be absolutely thrilled.
No question. The name of the book, Let's Go, Benjamin Orr and the Cars. Joe Milliken is the author. You can get it anywhere?
Actually, the book is not out yet.
Oh.
I signed a publishing deal.
Wow.
It'll be out in November.
Cool.
It's definitely coming out.
Christmas presents for everybody in Parma.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm in the midst now of putting together an official website. I'm working on that with the publisher. But you can go to Facebook and just look up Ben Orr Book on Facebook, and there's a page dedicated to it, and I put all kinds of updates on there and what's going on with the book. So people can contact me through there. And we also have a Twitter account, at Ben Orr Book. So there are ways to get a hold of me until I get that website out.
Way cool. He's our favorite son on a big weekend for him and the band. Thank you for taking some time. And as the book gets closer, make sure to stay in touch.
I really appreciate your efforts in having me on. It's an honor. And it's an honor to be here.
Yeah, Joe Milliken, Let's Go, Benjamin Orr and the Cars. We'll let you know more about that as it gets closer to the publishing date.